Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
Welcome to Day 50 of Joshua, Volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is Final Words. Mark Vrogop said, "Final words are important. They represent our last will and testament. Last words are chosen carefully." Our text today is Joshua 23, verses 1 through 3. "A long time afterward, when the Lord had given rest to Israel from all their surrounding enemies, and Joshua was old and well advanced in years, Joshua summoned all Israel, its elders and heads, its judges and officers, and said to them, 'I am now old and well advanced in years, and you have seen all that the Lord your God has done to all these nations for your sake, for it is the Lord your God who has fought for you.'" Last words are extremely important. When someone is facing death, there is an increased focus on eternity. The words found in the last moments of life speak volumes about the emphasis of that person's life. These words not only have a lasting impact on the lives of others, they also reveal who had the greatest influence on that person's life. Notice just a few incredible last words of some noted believers. May their dying words encourage your daily walk with God. Through their words, may you also understand the depth of their love of God. Dwight L. Moody said, "If God be your partner, make your plans large." Martin Luther said, "Our God is the God from whom comes salvation. God is the Lord by whom we escape death." Augustus Toplady, author of the great hymn Rock of Ages, said, "I enjoy heaven already in my soul. My prayers are all converted into praises." 17th century Puritan theologian Richard Baxter says, "I have pain, but I have peace. I have peace." James Montgomery Boyce gave the following remarks about last words in his commentary of Joshua 23. "There is something poignant and stirring about the last words of great men, particularly if they are a charge to their successors. In American history, we think of Washington's farewell to the Continental Army or of Douglas MacArthur's address to Congress, an old soldier who tried to do his duty as God gave him the light to see that duty. Goodbye. We turn to the Bible particularly for these moving charges. In the last verses of Genesis, Joseph, the central figure of the last third of that book, is dying and has gathered his brothers around him. He wants to remind them of God's past blessing and of his promised future intervention on their behalf. He says, "I am about to die, but God will surely come to your aid and take you up out of this land to the land he promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God will surely come to your aid, and then you must carry my bones up from this place." Again, we think of Moses' farewell recorded in the last chapters of Deuteronomy. They contain the so-called Song of Moses and Moses' final blessing on the tribes. The ending of Joshua is like this. A long period of time had passed since the events of the previous chapter. At the end of the conquest, Joshua was probably about 90 years of age. 40 years in Egypt, according to Josephus, 40 years in the wilderness, and 7 years in the conquest. And at the time of his death, recorded in Joshua 24:29, he was 110. So, there is at least a 20-year interval between Joshua 22 and 23. And Joshua, knowing that he was soon to pass from the scene, wanted to give a final charge to his successors. Joshua had 20 years to reflect on all that God had done. He had 2 decades to think about his last words. Joshua 23 and 24 will contain 2 sermons from Joshua that were intended to summon God's people to faithfulness. Joshua had led them to the Promised Land. He had guided them in battles over their enemies. God's leader left them words to remember and wisdom to live by. It would be up to them to remain loyal to God when Joshua was gone. Questions to consider. What does someone's last words say about them and their faith in God? Nearing the end of his life, Joshua reminds the nation of Israel of God's goodness. How is the beginning of Joshua's sermon indicative of his passion to put God first in his life? Dennis Rainey once wrote, "The legacy you are passing on to your children and others is the life you are living today." What are your thoughts on this statement? How can your life and your words connect together to give a lasting legacy for the glory of God? Join me in prayer. Lord, thank you for the way you're at work in our lives. Give us the wherewithal to start now with that ending in mind so that we can come to the end of our days and our words will be your words so that we can praise your name. In Christ's name, amen.